Hello.
Hi there. I was looking to speak with Jane.
Speaking.
Oh, hi, Jane. I like that name. It's very average, but in a good way.
Who is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. Allow me to introduce myself. That was terribly rude. My name is Sebastian Giles. You've probably heard of me. From perhaps the Wall Street Journal or Forbes magazine?
No, I've never heard of you.
Oh, not a big reader.
I'm sorry, what is this in reference to?
Oh, this is in reference to the fact that I just got off the phone with the people at the W Hotel in and they said that next month you have reserved the banquet hall on the 17th. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Yes, okay. Do you mind me asking what for?
Well, my daughter's getting married and we're having the reception. You work for the W?
Oh, I haven't worked for anybody but myself since I was, well, ever, actually. So, no, I do not work for the hotel. And that's very quaint about the wedding. Might I ask what's on the menu?
I'm sorry. So, if you don't work at the W, why are you calling me?
Oh, okay, enough of the small talk. I was trying to come down to your level and maybe become friends before I got into this, but the people at the hotel gave me your information because I need that room that same day. So you are going to have to move your daughter's reception, okay?
Honestly, I don't care who you are. I have the room booked. It's been booked for
Yes.
over a year,
Okay.
and they're having our reception there. So I'm sorry, it's not
Okay.
available.
Well, if it's an issue of the food, I'm sure Little Smokies and Ding Dongs keep for a day or so shouldn't miss out on the catering if that's the problem.
Excuse me, this is a very classy event. I have no idea what you're talking about with ding dongs and whatever, but.
I'm sure it's going to be A plus. Yes, I'm sure it's going to be an A plus event. I am willing to pay you a lot of money if you'd reconsider.
Oh, I would love to hear this. Please go on.
Okay, well, I mean, what is a lot of money to you? $50, $60? Heaven forbid, $75, I'd go that high.
Where do you get off? First of all, calling me, you have no idea who I am. How dare you insult me and act like you're some rich.
Oh, okay. Here, I think, is a little bit of disconnect. Act like I'm rich. No, I am very wealthy, and everybody has a price, so you name it. How much will it cost?
I don't have a price. I am not going to give you this room. Do you understand?
Are you having trouble speaking?
What do you mean? What?
Well, every single word you said sounded like it had a period behind it, sort of like you don't know words very well and you were thinking a lot. I'm just making sure this isn't an overload for you.
You are a condescending piece of.
Well,
My
yes.
daughter is getting married on the 17th. And you are not going to mess this up, okay?
Well, I think I know what this is. Because of my wealth and my status, you think I'm bribing you. I'm not bribing you at all for the space. Think of it more as a handout, sort of a helping hand.
If you were here in front of me right now, I would punch you in the face. Do
Well,
you understand?
I have never been threatened with physical violence in all of my life.
Yeah, I doubt that highly.
Well, it has happened quite a bit, yes.
So are we done? I think I've made myself pretty clear.
Well, we are almost done, yes. I just need to tell you that this is a prank phone call, and then we can sort of put a bow on it and wrap it up.
What did you say?
Oh, I'm talking about the fact that this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you and your husband, Carl. Your husband Carl set you up. He told me that you were nervous about the reception going wrong.
I knew it. Oh my God.
Oh, we knew it. All along we knew it, didn't we?
I knew it because your English accent sucks.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably because I'm not English. I'm American, but I do hang around the Brits quite often, so it might be a little bit in there.
You are so full of it.
If you mean full of dollars, yes, I am.
Oh, absolutely.